Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. We are just conducting a survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking to Nathaniel?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age?
29.
Thank you. All right. In thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can you put down, it could be better?
The options I got right now is very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
I really can't answer it, really express myself with those kind of answers, because that doesn't really fit what I feel.
Okay. I understand that. And remember that there is no right or wrong question here. To which would you lean the most, either to satisfy or dissatisfy, if you had to choose?
I suppose satisfied, I guess, as it stands.
Satisfied? Thank you. And I can definitely submit your feedback, probably to add some comments to the question. So I can definitely do that for you in the future. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. How important it is for you for the President and Congress to focus on protecting Social Security and Medicare on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. How about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
I appreciate it. And how about reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
Okay. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you so much. Moving on. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Say that one more time.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I'm going to say approve, but I think he could do better.
Okay. So in that case, would you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I approve, but that I personally feel he could do actually better.
Okay. I am making some notes as we speak, but if you had to choose between strongly and somewhat approve, which one should I put?
Approve. But.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just that on the questions or the options that I got is strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. On a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
65.
You said 65?
65.
Thank you. How about Republicans in Congress?
0.
Okay. And what about the Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA?
50. I'm afraid I haven't put a lot of thought into them.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. How important it is for you to have the FDA focus on authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. On a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. What about authorizing prescription medication?
10.
Okay. What about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
Yes, 9.
Okay. Thank you. What about restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I guess 10.
Okay. I appreciate that. Moving on. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
If I heard you right, a ban on tobacco to people 21 over?
That's right.
I mean, I would support it, but I don't think it would work.
Okay. All right, so in that case, would you strongly support that or somewhat support it?
Somewhat support, but I feel like it would end up becoming in the alcohol ban and all over again.
Okay. I can definitely add some comments to it. Thank you. Alrighty. Moving on. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
I don't know. I'm not even aware that there are cigarettes that have no nicotine in them.
Okay. But if you had to choose, do you think you would support it or oppose to it? Remember that you have the option of strongly or somewhat either support or oppose.
I really don't know, because I would like to know the data on that.
Okay.
Before I would make a final choice.
That's fine. I do not want to... Let's move on just to the next question. You don't have to, if you don't know, much information about it, it's okay. All right. Regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I would want to believe it would, but again, like the alcohol ban, I feel like you can't go for a straight ban. You have to convert people away from it.
All right. I respect your opinion and I would understand that. Now, but on this one, do you think it will bring much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit, but again, mm-hmm. I don't know if it would work exactly as one would think on paper.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now, before I continue, I'd like to thank you for helping me out with this survey. I know I'm taking your time, and I really appreciate it. Maybe smoking is not one of your topics, and I really appreciate you giving me your responses on these answers. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are there other issues more important right now?
I would say it's a little on the lower end, and it certainly needs something to be talked about, but it's not a top priority.
Okay, so would you say that
on the board, but not on the table until more pressing issues are dealt with?
All right, so in that case, there are other issues that are more important right now.
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I'll give you two options. Option one, harm reduction. It is an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Option two, prohibition. It is an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit. Would you go to with option one or with option two?
Well, I kind of have an idea of what option two went, so I would go with option one.
Thank you.
Time being.
All right. Thank you. Now I like to read. I like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. How concerned are you about the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gangs activity that comes from black market sales? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned?
I'm not sure. I mean, banning cigarettes, yeah. Black market would start selling it, but I'm not quite sure how I would go about it. I really don't have a response to that.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that concerns you, like, on the daily basis or in general?
I suppose I'm a little worried, but, again, I'm not exactly able to picture what that would look like.
Okay. Well, in that case, would you say that is not at all concerned or not very concerned to you?
It's not a very concerning.
Thank you.
I guess.
All right. And what about an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid or Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control? Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Say that one more time.
Oh, yes. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
I would be concerned.
Okay, would that be somewhat or very concerned?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind?
Concern?
Would that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first statement that I got is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why this disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do you agree to that statement? Again, you can choose from 0 to 10.
Yeah, I would say 10.
Would you strongly agree? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what about today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much would you agree to that statement from a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Last statement. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations like cattle and organized crime. These type of drugs trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
10, I guess.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, some people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
You said somewhat support. Thank you.
Yes.
Regardless of what you spent on these bans, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or much more harm to your own community?
It would. I don't know.
Options I got: much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm. Based on your perception.
I really don't know.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for the federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision of who you vote for?
Well, thing is, I have heard nobody ever wanting to put a ban on tobacco, so I would ultimately say it doesn't affect me, but I have heard nobody make that their statement, because I think most people would call that a suicide,
mm-hmm.
even in a political career.
Okay, I understand. In that case, would you say it has no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Beer?
No. Oh, to all of them, no. I do not drink. I do not smoke. I don't use any kind of drugs.
Okay.
The worst I put in my body is a little too much sugar.
All right. So just, and thank you so much. I'll still go ahead and read to you the options that I got, and you can just say yes right now. Would that be okay?
Very well.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Have you used oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
How about coffee?
No, not really.
No coffee in the last 30 days? Okay. What about cigarettes or cigars?
No.
Okay. Soda or pop?
Yes.
Okay. How about heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
And how about wine?
No.
I appreciate it. Switching gears a little bit. In the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like full-on school thing?
All right. Would you say some college, like vocational certificate, or college graduated?
I was working on a college degree.
Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes. It's not my kid. It's my younger brother.
All right, but it's your brother, but it's not your son.
Yeah, I don't have any children.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Say that one more time.
Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Is it wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class, I would.
Thank you.
Yes, I
would. Are you? Thank you. Are you, or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban, I guess.
Thank you. All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Not as a member, but a supporter, sure.
Okay, you support them, but you're not a member.
Right.
Thank you. All right, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight, Nathaniel. Thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a beautiful night.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.